mixed emotions, to be fair. Part of me saying that, you know, we look around the stage and we look at what we've achieved. We look at the stadium, look at the fans, look at the incredible squad we had out, the incredible manager, and what we've achieved over a very short period of time. And then the other part of me says, well, we really deserve to actually win that match. We deserve to win the first leg, first part of the leg at Dagenham. And it's so upsetting. I'm so upset for the players and for Steve King and for fans. I'm really upset for them. But you just have to look around and say, how do we do this? We've done an amazing job.
Huge crowd tonight, over 2,000. It's building on that now, isn't it?
Yeah, it's steadily growing. It's steadily growing, and rapidly growing, actually. In this season, we've probably gone from sort of an average of 300 to probably 700 or 800, actually. And look at this. Obviously, this is a cup game. It's exciting. But it is Christmas, you know, and you expect, it's a horrible night. It's on TV, so it's an incredible crowd, really. Amazing. Let's see how we build. Let's hope we've won a lot more fans tonight, and some of these people that just turned up to watch this game are going to come down and watch us. So let's see, wait and see.
How proud are you of the noise and the colour and the trumpets and the drums and the name of Whitehawks National?
Well, I'm not one to exaggerate, but I've been to a lot of Premiership games. I go to watch Real Madrid regularly because my wife's Spanish, and I've never seen fans that relentlessly keep up the momentum. It doesn't stop from the beginning of the match to the final whistle and beyond. I've never seen anything like it. And in any league, in any country, this is the best bunch of fans I've ever seen in my life. And I'm so proud of them. I can't believe how lucky we are to have them. So they are really the part, you know, the final cog in the wheel that drives us forward, really. And just, you know, we don't know when we've given, you know, we'll never give up. And it's half down to them, half down to the players, but half down to them as well. So it's phenomenal. It's so exciting to watch.